Welcome to DeedNB College. In this lesson, we're building a re-space in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients and dusty mids, and more importantly, we're placing it like it belongs in a real drum and bass drop. The goal here is not just to make a bass sound huge on its own. The goal is to make a groove bass, something that hits at the front, moves in the middle, and keeps the low end clean enough for the kick and sub to breathe. That balance is what makes a DeedNB bassline feel expensive, controlled, and ready for the club. Start simple. Create a MIDI track and load Waveedable. Put in a short 1-bar or 2-bar rhythm first. Keep the notes tight and rhythmic. Don't begin with long-held notes, because in drum and bass the bass is part of the drum programming. It has to answer the kick and snare, not float over them. For the sound itself, use 2 saw oscillators and attune them slightly. Not too much, just enough for movement. If the sound is already blurry before processing, that's a warning sign. You want the note to have a clear front edge right away. What to listen for here is simple. Does the bass feel like a note, or does it feel like a pad? If the answer is pad, tighten the patch before you go any further. Now shape the envelope. Keep the attack very short, basically immediate. Use a short decay if you want stabs, or a medium one if you want more rolling sustain. Release should stay short enough that the note doesn't smear into the next hit. That small change makes a huge difference in DeedNB. Why this works in DeedNB is because the transient is part of the groove. If the bass blooms too slowly, it softens the whole drum pattern. But when the attack is tight, the bass locks into the kick and snare grid and the drop feels much more alive. If you want a cleaner, tighter roller vibe, go with a shorter envelope first. If you want a heavier, darker, more menacing bed, you can let the sustain breathe a little more. But for a beginner, tighter is usually the safer move. It's easier to extend a tight bass than to rescue one that already feels smeared. Next, let's build the transient properly. A good beginner chain is Waveedable into Saturator into EQ8. You can do this on a duplicated layer or as a focused attack layer inside a rack. Keep it quiet and controlled. Push Saturator gently, around a couple of dB to start, maybe a little more if needed, but don't chase aggression too early. What to listen for now is that tiny bite at the front of each note. Not a clicky, harsh top end. Just a clear start point that helps the bass cut through the break and the drums. If it starts sounding abrasive, back off the drive or trim a bit of the harsh top with EQ8. Don't fix a weak transient by simply turning the whole bass up. That usually makes the problem worse. Now for the dusty mids. This is where the character lives. Use auto filter to focus the energy into the mid-range, then follow it with light saturation and EQ shaping. Depending on the vibe, you can leave more upper mids open for a slightly more aggressive tone, or roll more top off for a darker roller feel. The key is restraint. You want the mids to sound worn, gritty, and alive, not like a fizz machine. If it starts getting hissy, thin, or too nasal, you've gone too far. A little grime goes a long way. A useful mindset here is this. The sub should be clean and stable, and the mids should do the dirty work. That contrast is what makes the patch feel premium. When the bottom is solid and the middle has attitude, the sound reads clearly on a system without turning into a blurry mess. So let's split the job properly. Put the bass into an instrument rack with 2 chains. One chain handles the sub. Keep that simple, mono, and clean. A sine wave or very clean low tone works great. The other chain is your Reese mid layer, where the movement, saturation, and filtering live. High pass the mid layer so it doesn't fight the sub. This separation matters a lot in DeedNB. If the detune and distortion spill into the low end, the kick and sub relationship starts to blur. The drop may sound wide in headphones, but on a system it won't feel focused. Keep the weight zone disciplined. Another important check here is mono compatibility. Flip the bass to mono and listen carefully. If it collapses or goes hollow, the stereo width is living too low in the spectrum. You want width in the mids, not in the sub lane. Now bring in the drums immediately. Don't keep sound designing in solo. In drum and bass, a bass sound only matters if it works with the kick, snare, hats, and break details. The bass should leave room for the snare to crack through, and it should sit just after the kick in a way that keeps the groove punchy. What to listen for here is whether the bass starts clearly, but still leaves enough air around the snare. If the snare feels smaller when the bass plays, shorten the notes or carve the low mids a little. If the bass feels strong in solo but weak with drums, timing is often the real problem, not tone. A really effective arrangement move is to start with short stabs in the first 8 bars, then open the phrase up a bit later. That creates motion without changing the sound design. In DeedNB, little changes every few bars do a lot of work. A slight note length shift, a new answer phrase, or a small filter move can make the drop feel composed instead of looped. You can also automate the filter cutoff slowly over 4, 8, or 16 bars. Keep the move small. Let the bass breathe without turning it into an obvious effect. A little more drive in one section, a little less in another, and the whole thing feels like it's evolving with the track. If the bass is already working with the drums and it feels solid in mono, stop over-tweaking. That's a big beginner lesson right there. Sometimes the best move is not adding more sound design, but removing what gets in the way of the groove. If the note already lands clearly and the mids have attitude, it's time to arrange. From there, print it if needed, freeze, flatten, or resample the bass to audio. That gives you more control over note lengths, tails, and little transitions. You can trim the tails so they don't clutter the snare, or chop small pickups before a section change. In DNB, those tiny timing edits can make the whole drop feel sharper. You can also choose your flavor now. If you want a tighter roller version, keep the notes shorter, the distortion lighter, and the sub very clean. If you want a dirtier menace version, open the filter a bit more, push the mids harder, and let the phrase breathe longer. A lot of strong DNB tracks use the same bass concept across different sections, but with one key change in attitude that keeps the identity intact while still giving you progression. A good working habit is to check the bass in this order: solo, with drums, in mono, and then at quiet playback. That last one is important. If the transient disappears when the volume drops, the bass is relying too much on low-end weight and not enough on actual front-end definition. You want it to speak clearly even at lower volume. Common mistakes to avoid are pretty straightforward. Don't make the reese too wide in the low end. Don't overdrive the transient until it turns into noise. Don't leave the notes too long. Don't try to make one layer do everything. And don't design in solo and forget the drums. That's where a lot of beginner bass lines fall apart. If the mids feel boxy, clean up a little low mid buildup with EQ8, but keep the main character band intact. If the filter automation starts feeling like a special effect instead of part of the groove, slow it down and reduce the range. In this style, subtle movement usually hits harder than constant motion. For a more underground feel, reduce brightness before you add more distortion. Darker DNB often sounds heavier because it's less glossy. And if the bass feels polite, try rhythmic edits before you reach for more saturation. Tiny rests, note cuts, or syncopated pickups can make the line feel nastier without wrecking the mix. So here's the big idea. A strong DNB reese with crisp transients and dusty mids is built from separation, restraint, and rhythm. Keep the sub clean and mono. Give the bass a short, defined attack. Let the mid-range carry the grit. Check it with the drums every step of the way. Then use automation and audio editing to turn it into an actual drop-ready groove. Now I want you to try the mini exercise. Build 1-1 bar bass phrase. Keep it to stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub mono, and make one version that lands cleanly with the drums and one version that has a clear change in attitude. Then test it in context. Ask yourself, does the bass start clearly? Does the sub stay focused? Can you still hear the snare and ghost notes? Does it feel like a groove element, not just a synth patch? If the answer is yes, you're there. You've got a DNB reese that can actually live in a track. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and let the groove do the talking.